Hey, Bruce, this is Kat.
Hello, Kat.
Thanks for being here. Bruce Hall, the bass player of the platinum-selling band REO Speedwagon, who's coming to our neck of the woods August 16th. Thanks for taking the time.
Of course. I'm looking forward to coming up and seeing you folks.
Good stuff. It's a great venue, and you've got a lot of fans up this way. So you and these guys have been hanging together for 40 years. Is it like working with family? And there's good and bad and crazy with family, but it's got to be very unique to be having worked together for so long.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're very fortunate to have our rock band and that we all get along so well. That it really is. We feel like we're a band of brothers. And, I mean, once in a while we'll disagree on things, but not very often. And even if we do, so what? Sometimes that's what brothers do. But most of the time it's all, you know, everybody, we can count on each other no matter what. So I think we're very fortunate to have our little REO Speedwagon band, our little club.
Yeah.
I guess it would be. Mm-hmm.
So you have loved playing the bass since you were a teenager. How did that happen?
Well, I was always kind of a tall kid, and I had big hands. And I learned to play guitar first, and I loved to play guitar. But bass was easy because, I don't know, it just fit my hands right. So I kind of did that. Plus, also, one of my first bands, my very, very, very first band, Purple Haze, we had a kid who was a bass player, and he was so scared, our first two shows, he was so scared he didn't turn his amplifier on. And he played with his back to the crowd. I never saw anybody with stage fright quite like that. So he was out. We had to let him go. And so that's another thing. I got handed the position because it was vacant at the time.
And that's how the...
And let him go. So. Yeah.
I love the fact that there are so many young people who love classic rock and love REO Speedwagon. It's maybe because we played it for our kids, but there's a huge young audience coming to shows like the one you're going to be at on the 16th here at Thunder Valley. What's that like? Like seven questions in one. How do you, we diehard fans will love anything you play, but how do you pick it for new ears and old ears?
Well, I think, right, we see those kids. I know. I love seeing them in the crowd. They're fantastic. And they're singing the songs back to us, which means you guys taught them well.
We did a good job.
But, you did a good job. But, yeah, the kids, I think what draws them to us, to see us, is, well, I don't know how to put this in a kind way, but we kind of know what we're doing. So we
you
can
think?
Play our instruments. And, yeah, and we can actually sing and all that sort of thing. And so it's like it's real. It's not fake. I think sometimes kids these days, some of the bands don't take time to really learn to play their instruments very well. I hate to say that, but that's what I hear. And when I listen to some of the songs, so there's some good players. I shouldn't say that all of them are like that, but I think they come out to see it because they think they know that we're the real deal and they're not going to get cheated in any way.
That's awesome.
I think we're a good band. I think they like optimistic songs. We have a lot of those.
Well, talk about that. Kevin Cronin has talked about REO's message being love, and you just said you have good messages. Kind of expand on that.
Well, the it's like Roll With The Changes. That's a song about, you know, no matter what comes your way, you gotta keep going, keep pushing. Same thing. That's the title of one of our songs. You know, when you're down and you need help, or if you hit a place in your life where you feel like, you know, I'm stuck, you just keep going, keep pushing on. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ride the storm out. That's kind of about things could go bad, whatever. You got to ride it out. It'll get sunny again. You'll be fine. So I think that's what gives people hope. I think they like that. I think they come to hear those things.
What? You
know, love songs. We got a couple good ones.
Yeah, you do. One or two.
You can't buy 15. And that's always good. The girls like to love songs.
I love it. Hey, do you really have a bass guitar named Butter?
Oh yes, that's my girl. She's my oldest bass I have. I've had her since I was 16, and she's my girlfriend. We've been together through everything together. And so, I love Butter. Butter's my main guitar.
That's awesome. So if you had one song of all the REO Speedwagon songs to be remembered by, could you choose one that would sort of define your band?
Define the band?
And define the music and what you're all about.
Probably like Roll With The Changes is a good example. Let's see, it's about, but there's other ones. Only The Strong Survivor was a good song off the Nine Lives album. You've got so many darn songs.
Right. Well, what can folks expect on the 16th here in Thunder Valley in Lincoln?
Well, I think with the folks who are going to buy tickets and come see us, they're going to hear every single song that they love. They won't be disappointed. We only get a certain amount of time to play, usually about an hour and a half at casinos. But anyway, we're going to play. We play Roll the Changes, Can't Fight the Ceiling, Take Them Run, Keep Them Loving You, Can't Fight, what's the other one? Don't Let Them Go. We throw in a couple new ones. They're from the High and Fidelity album. We've been doing Someone Tonight. That's one of my songs. And we do Here With Me. That's the last song on the record. What else we do? Tough Guys we do, the version of Tough Guys.
So it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm telling you, we have so much fun playing it. And I think that the people who come to watch us, they really have a good time too, because they know all the songs, they sing along. And I think if they bought a ticket to come hear the hits, they're going to hear every one of them.
I love it. Bruce Hall, a platinum-selling band, REO Speedwagon, he is our bass player. They're coming to Thunder Valley August 16th. I'm going to be out there singing with the rest of them, so we're all super excited that you're coming to town.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for all the music over the years.
All right. You're more than welcome. Thanks for playing.
All right. Thanks.